Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess who might be chopping it up on a college football field in 2025? Any guesses?
Who?
Any guesses?
No clue.
Just tell us.
Diego Pavia. He has gotten an injunction, so it looks like he might be able to play. I actually, I'm not a huge fan of the writers for the Win, the website, because I think they're.
It was at USA Today.
USA Today.
Yeah, I don't like. They did on my nerves, but they actually had
a clicky.
Yeah. They actually had a pretty good one. Diego Pavia is cleared to return to Vanderbilt in 2025, which is terrible news for Hugh Freeze. And it kind of made me laugh because Diego Pavia has beaten Hugh Freeze pretty much everywhere he's at.
Right?
When he was at New Mexico State.
I wish I could talk trash on this one, but I can't.
Yeah, well, it's probably bad news for Kalen DeBoer,
it
too.
Is, yeah.
I think that game will. I don't. Well, they'll play in Tuscaloosa.
Yep.
Hey, can I ask you a random question just off the top of my head?
Sure.
Why did Alabama stop playing Auburn every other time at, like, Legion Field? They used to play every once in a while the Iron Bowl would be at Legion Field.
Yeah, well, it's because they wanted the home field advantage the same way Auburn had, I believe.
But was it a split when that game was played? You never played at Legion Field, did you?
No, I never did. But my understanding is it was way more of a split than it was going to be in Tuscaloosa. So they stopped doing it.
Is there any part of you that thinks that they should just do it every year at Legion Field?
Not anymore. I mean, have you seen Legion Field?
No. Is it out of? Is
they,
it?
They don't use. There's nothing there anymore.
Is that not
UAB
where
they built a new stadium?
Oh, okay.
Downtown, and they use. I'm not even sure what. I used to work at Legion Field a few years ago when they.
I was going to say. I thought it was still around.
Dude, it was the whole crank rope opening for the windows and the press box and. Place looked like it was haunted. Yeah, I did not enjoy that facility.
So it looks like Pavia is going to get to play next year. The injunctions began put in. Can Vanderbilt win 9 games next year because of Diego Pavia's return?
I would like to go look at their schedule, but I would say yes. Just going off the
pretty much going to be
right
this. Pretty much going to be the same it was this year. As far as SEC wise,
I like the direction they went in this year, and I like that having been there when Clark Lee first got hired, having one of their games and talking about his vision and all that stuff. I don't know if he used the vision board or not, but anyway.
Oh, I don't know if they're winning. You know what?
It's nice to see a lot of the things that he talked about back then.
Well, they don't have to run
come
to Georgia
right
State
now.
This year. So.
They play Charleston. They open on Charleston. Then they go to Va Tech, and then they go to South Carolina in back-to-back weeks. Then they get the fight in Georgia State Panthers at home.
Man, that's not – well.
No, you disrespect my school.
Utah State.
You get them in Nashville this time, so that's
– different.
Utah State should be a win. Then they go to Bryant-Denny. They have an off week. Here's
the problem with all of this. We have no idea what these teams will look like next year.
And this None. Is also
That's true.
Man, not they got one idea.
Man, they got a tough schedule.
Vanderbilt's got money.
They got Va Tech, South Carolina, Alabama, LSU, Missouri, Texas – Kentucky, Tennessee, and Auburn on there. Boy, they got a tough schedule.
You know the best part is that Clark Lee and Tiff brought up, Clark Lee is kind of on the record as being like, we've kind of relaxed our rules around here a little bit. Like, he basically was like, yeah, we weren't as kind of cutthroat this year with how our players were acting. We kind of loosened up a little bit, and they kind of took to it.
Things happen differently when you pay them.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have to loosen up at this point.